At Frisco City Hall, Exide employees told council members of the safety precautions the company takes as it recycles lead batteries at its Frisco plant. They asked the council to grant building permits so the plant can make the $20 million in upgrades needed to meet federal clean air standards and stay open. Exide employee Randy West said 135 jobs are at stake.
If all us people lose our jobs, are y'all going to find us jobs? Are y'all going to feed us? Are you going to pay my bill?
Employee Laurel Johnson said she doesn't understand how Exide could operate in the same location for almost 50 years, then become a target for closure.
If Exide is a bad neighbor, why then did you build a high school right south of our property? Why did you build the brand new police station? You've built million-dollar homes around us.
Opponents of the lead plant say a turning point came last year when the Federal Environmental Protection Agency said the air around the plant contained dangerous levels of lead. The state's leading environmental agency also found lead contamination on the ground and creek banks around the plant. Jeanette Sandin told council members Exide puts her two children at risk for learning disabilities that can come from exposure to lead.
I want Exide out. If Exide truly cared about being a good neighbor, they would have been in compliance with the EPA consistently throughout the years.
The citizen testimony set the stage for two votes. The first measure would have allowed Exide to make plant improvements under standards observed in the 1960s when the plant began operating. City Attorney Richard Abernathy urged officials to vote no.
What Exide is seeking to do is use the vested rights petition to allow it to circumvent current health and safety regulations and best construction practices, presumably to save money.
After Exide lost that vote, council members voted unanimously to ask the Board of Adjustment to set a date for when Exide must be in compliance. It's a move that begins the amortization process, which could force the plant to shut down. Exide Executive Vice President Bruce Cole said the company will continue to make safety improvements that do not require city permits.
We're going to continue to work with the regulators. You know, we're going to look at all of our legal options.
The city also voted to hire a legal firm in anticipation of a lawsuit Exide has threatened to file. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.